With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. The number of Montanans enrolled in federally subsidized health insurance plans over the past 4 years increased by about 50%, or about 22,000 people. That's according to KFF, a nonpartisan health policy research group. The growth is attributed to enhanced subsidies during the pandemic, but those are set to expire at the end of next year. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports on how this fall's election could impact whether they're renewed.
The Affordable Care Act created a federal health insurance marketplace. Under the program, federal subsidies pay a portion of people's premiums based on income. To keep people insured during the pandemic, Congress boosted that assistance significantly. That helped low-income people get premiums as low as $0. It also allowed people with higher incomes to benefit. Olivia Riuda leads Cover Montana, which helps people shop for marketplace plans. She says these subsidies have been a big help for people kicked off Medicaid as the state reassessed its rolls for the first time in years.
The enhanced affordability provisions have been really helpful for them to make sure that they can afford to pay that monthly premium.
If enhanced marketplace subsidies expire next year, Montanans could pay up to $90 more every month for their insurance, according to a KFF analysis. That's hard to absorb for low-income people, says Adriana McIntyre, professor of health policy and politics at Harvard.
It could be the difference between a tank of gas in your health insurance, a grocery run in your health insurance. And I think that that's really what's at stake here.
McIntyre thinks the most realistic way subsidies would get renewed is if Democrats maintain control of Congress and the White House. University of California Irvine health policy professor Dylan Roby says even though Republicans didn't vote for the subsidies, he thinks that could change.
You might see a few conservative House or Senate members saying like, hey, we can't make everyone's premiums go up the year that we were all elected into office.
He says if subsidies were to expire, the largest premium increases would be in deep red states like Montana. He says that may ramp up pressure to keep them in place. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.